This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Nearly 24 people have been killed and more than 100 wounded in a double suicide bombing in Tel Aviv. It was the deadliest attack within Israel since March and ended a period of 6 weeks without attacks on Israelis. The powerful blast, just 3 weeks before Israel's general election, provoked an immediate response from the Israeli military, a helicopter attack in Gaza City. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
It was one of the worst attacks in Tel Aviv's history and the third bombing in this seedy neighborhood where tens of thousands of foreign workers live. Most of them eke out a living cleaning homes and offices in the Tel Aviv area. Israeli police spokesman Gil Kleinman says the two bombs exploded seconds apart at 6:30 in the evening. One was at a crowded bus stop.
The suicide bombing that we see behind us was at a checkpoint, a place where you change money. We call it a checkpoint where you change money. A lot of foreign workers in this area, it's a low-income area, and at the end of the day's work, what they either do is they go to a bar, get their last-minute shopping in, or buy money to send home. The place that exploded was a place which exchanges money, next to a telephone spot where foreign workers can call home.
John Adu from Ghana said he had just left his home to buy some groceries when the bombs exploded.
I fell down. People are stepping on me. I want to wake up. I can't. I don't know. So I just ran away and come here. So I don't know. I begin to cry. I say, oh my God, I'm going to die here.
Rescue workers such as Yossi Landau said many of the injured were begging for help. He said the bombs were especially powerful.
It was a lot of injuries And as the body parts, I can tell it was a big bomb. Because and a lot of nails and a lot of iron metals, bolts and everything.
Hamas, Islamic Jihad, and the Al-Aqsa Martyr Brigades all claimed responsibility. Al-Aqsa said the two bombers, aged 19 and 20, came from Nablus. Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat issued an especially strong condemnation of the attack. He called on the international community to help Palestinian security forces stop attacks on Israeli civilians. But Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon said Yasser Arafat was responsible. Sharon was speaking to thousands of Jewish college students in Jerusalem.
All attempts to reach a ceasefire, even today, are failing due to the Palestinian leadership that continues to support, fund, and initiate terror.
After the attack, Israeli Air Force helicopters fired missiles at a building in Gaza Israel said was a weapons factory. Palestinian officials said 8 Palestinians were injured. Israel also closed 3 Islamic academies in Gaza that Israel said incite terrorism. Israeli officials also said Palestinian delegates will not be allowed to travel to London later this month. British Prime Minister Tony Blair had invited Palestinian delegates to a conference on reforming the Palestinian Authority. Britain Today urged Sharon to reconsider. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Tel Aviv.